Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
announcer, John Legend, Sarah Bareilles, and Alice Cooper. In the
voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. You are so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really?
Big.
Big.
Message erased.
Oh, man. What's happening, buddy?
How can we go big? How can we go big
if
you don't show up?
I know, a couple minutes late. Well,
this is three strikes, you're out.
Oh,
this
geez.
Is the third time in a row that you've hosted me.
In a row.
Yeah, you're starting to be
the worst.
My Andy. You're starting to be my Andy.
Yeah.
You're like my anchor that just keeps weighing me
down.
Weighing
you down. And then you try to get rid of me, and then it just goes worse. So you got to bring me back. Well, we are Dave and Giggles.
I was like, I think I'm really going to quit. I think I'm going to quit.
What would you do, though? What would you do?
You make me want to quit every time.
I know. Every time. Well, here we are, Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn. Give us a buzz, 718-928-9732. So I'm coming over the bridge. And traffic just stops, and I'm behind this guy, and I slam on the brakes, and then just tap him, just give him a good tap, and then he's just like
good luck tap,
good luck tap, and he's just like this 26-year-old kid, and the cop comes, and he's like, "You want to file a report?" And he's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Really? You really shouldn't file a report. There's no damage at all," and he's like, "No, I want to file a report," and I was like, "You son of a bitch." Now we got to wait. They got to send another cop over to just a mess. Just a goddamn disaster of a mess.
So he filed a report?
So he filed a report.
But it was your fault.
It was my fault.
Attention. I was paying attention. You were on your phone.
I was probably on my phone.
You were on
I'm not going to admit fault to any level because we're on the radio. But I mean, he just the guy in front of him stopped short.
I'm going to call his lawyer and be like, "Yeah, Dave, it was Dave's fault."
He probably was a lawyer. He looked like a 26-year-old young lawyer. What's with all these kids wearing sweatpants? When did that become a thing? He's wearing sweatpants. He's like, "We just came back from Easter Sunday." And I'm like, you're wearing sweatpants?
You were in Brooklyn.
He said he was coming from Boston.
I don't know. I think it's so people can see their junk.
Is that it?
Because whenever I wear sweatpants, everything's sort of like, I was like, I can't wear sweatpants in public.
No.
And I don't want to say like, you know, I'm not talking about anything about my sort of presence down there.
Presence.
But like, if they're just that you see everything.
It's that
when you wear sweatpants, no matter how big or small,
you get an you outline. Are down there, you get an outline. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It all comes down to like, I just want to showcase shit. Ugh, I don't understand the sweatpants.
Well, they are comfortable. Sweatpants are.
Yeah,
really comfortable.
But I mean, like,
and I did buy a.
Go ahead.
I bought a pair of pants. All right.
What?
No, I did buy these pair of pants. They're not sweatpants. They're like jogging pants. Or like they're the active wear.
Like
but
nylon-ish?
I had the sweater, like the hoodie. Yeah, kind of like nylonish.
So you bought
polyester-ish.
A tracksuit. You bought
like
a
dark
tracksuit.
Blue. I love it. It's just so comfortable. But I can't really wear it out. I don't want to wear it outside because it's like, oh, this is why women wear yoga pants.
Right.
So it's you can see what's going on down there.
Is that what it
you
is?
Know, I don't need to do that.
No, we do not want you doing that. But I mean, a tracksuit is very comfortable. But wear it around your house. If you're going to go out, at least be somewhat presentable.
Well, my pet peeve is the people that wear the flannel pajama pants. Yeah. Like that right there, just like I look at them and I'm like, oh, God. Well, they wear them to the supermarket.
I know.
And to the mall. And I'm like, no, you are obviously wearing pajamas. We get it. You don't care.
You're just wearing pajamas. You know?
Just
and they wear them to like the airport. You know, and like everybody's getting on a plane with like pajama pants. It's the couthness of the whole thing has gone out the window. Everybody just wants to be comfortable anymore. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, everybody also wants their own TV show.
That's true.
You know?
Or
isn't
radio
that the
show.
Case? Everybody wants their own sort of like mini celebrity bubble.
Right.
We're guilty of it. You know?
We have our own radio show. I don't know what we do, but we have our own radio show. And we've had it for a while now. We've been trying to break big. And little steps, a lot of setbacks, little steps.
You say
a lot
we
of,
loosely.
We.
I show up. I'm
You're
here. Every
You're
day
here.
At 5, ready for you.
I know. Every
and
day.
It's 5 because I'm in Colorado.
Yeah.
Dave is in New York. This is the Dave and Giggles radio show.
I'm always here amazed we pull it off. As loose as it is, we still pull it off. And we've still been doing it. And we've been doing it for quite some time. We've had our problems where like you've blocked me on text messages and Facebook and all that, but we've come around.
We've had our highs and lows.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my buddy Megan calls in. She does this podcast.
Everybody's doing a podcast. But
my friend Megan's got this podcast called We Don't Bang. And I listened to it, and it was really good.
What
they're,
was it about?
They're out of L.A. It's her and her buddy. I think Brian is his name. It's called We Don't Bang.
Okay.
It's on SoundCloud.
So is it about them not banging? Is like that?
Kind of. But like they, you know, in their, you know, trials and tribulations. But I listened to it and I gave it the good listen, 45 out of the hour. And I was like, this is pretty good.
All right.
You know, I was doing some other work and I was like, all right, it's funny. I laughed.
You laughed a little bit. You chuckled. Did you? Was it a full laugh or was it a chuckle?
There was a full chuckle.
A full chuckle.
I did have a full chuckle.
All right. Well, tell her to call in right now, and we'll make it happen. I've been trying to get, and we'll see if I can get it. Maybe we'll get it for another show. But I've been trying to find someone who has been in a cult. So hopefully we'll do a cult show, because I really want to do a cult show and figure out what it is that makes people want to join a cult.
I wanted to start my own cult.
I know you did.
I saw this land for sale for like $800,000. It was like 31 acres. And I was like, man, I could just start my own cult out here. Well, I mean, I don't have $800,000 for the land.
No.
But
no.
I was like, I could fence it off and be like, hey, everybody's got to be nudist. You know?
That's where you would go with it? Nudist?
Well, I feel like if I had a lot of land, I'd be naked on it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, I mean, you have a little bit of land and you're like, naked on it.
If I had open... yeah. I'm naked in my backyard.
I know.
I don't need it. No. It's not the size of the land.
Your neighbors are like, please put on those sweatpads.
Yeah, I should put on my sweatpads.
You should put on your sweatpads.
I just got a notification that there's motion at my front. I have those.
You got one of those
security cameras?
Oh no!
And it tell you know
well, who's at great. Your front. Do you have a camera so that you can look and see who's at your front door?
Yeah.
All right, look and see who's there.
It's my kids.
Oh, what are they doing over there? Just ringing
the
bell?
They're hanging out outside because if they're in the house. They're making a ton of noise.
So you tell them to get out. Get out. Go play in the street.
Well, it's so nice out. I don't know where it is, where you are, but it's actually beautiful.
It's like nice right now, but we're getting a winter weathery advisory that tomorrow is supposed to snow. We can't beat this winter.
No.
It's rough.
No, you had four nor'easters or something?
I think it was like three within like 3 weeks. It was just like one after another. Just never ends. Well, we are Dave and Giggles, and we'll be with you till 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the Midwest and, 4 o'clock on the West. Yeah, so...
It's basically our show telling where we are.
Yeah.
We're
Colorado, New York.
I'm in Colorado.
Yeah. So next week is the big wedding. So okay. Next week I'll be in Mexico. I don't even know what to do with this.
We keep talking about this. It's
kind of.
I just don't know.
The whole. Yeah. It's like my life right now. Everything's revolving around this goddamn wedding. And it's not even my wedding. It's just, it's like somebody's wedding who's making me do way too much. I was talking to another someone about this, and they are officiating. And they're like, they won't leave me alone. They text me every day. They're making me say all these crazy things.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a celebrity wedding, but they're just not celebrities.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
They want to be, just like everybody else. Everybody wants their own show.
Everybody wants to be a celebrity. I tried, I'll tell you a little funny story. So we went to Glenwood Springs.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was in?
Yeah, mom came in. We had whole family went driving. I'll get into that in a little bit. But we went there, and I was at the pool with my two boys, and Julie took a picture of me. And I was like, I was a little soft in the middle.
Soft
in the middle. Like it was far enough away to where I looked at it, and I was like, I wasn't even high. Like I kind of was bent over a little bit.
Yeah, you had some rolls going.
I was going to post it. But I spent like a few minutes like trying to kind of Photoshop the giant. It's like,
what are you like Photoshopping yourself to look a little thinner? Is that what you're doing?
I tried. And the capacity of my phone just couldn't do it.
No.
I probably could do it if I really put it into Photoshop.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what? Am I going to Photoshop?
That's terrible.
You know?
Yeah. That's really awful. Yeah. That's like a low. That's like when you know you're like,
it was a low.
Man.
It was a low. And I was like, all right, I got to work out. I got to start.
Yeah. I'm going to start working out.
Or I got to get rid of it. Change the diet. I think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Is the diet.
It definitely is the diet. It's like, and it's you know, you the laziness and the diet. You know, like, you could go for a run. You could go for a walk. But you're not going to do that, and you're just going to eat this other thing. It's just easy as that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. One thing I wanted to... Dylan was supposed to come in. Maybe we can get him to call if he's listening. Dylan, give us a buzz. He's been on a tear of trying to put things on Reddit and trying to get them to go viral.
Yeah, him and 10,000 other
10,000 other nerds.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to try to get a contest going with all of us if we wanted to. Every week, we'll try to see who can get the most upvotes on whatever thing we put up.
Oh, that's like an upvote contest.
An upvote contest, yeah. So he's been putting stuff up on the not the Onion, and has been doing. He put one up, and it was I can't remember what the story was, but he put it up, and then someone else put up the same story a couple minutes after him, and then his got rejected, and then the other person who put theirs up went like crazy high, like got tons of votes. So he was all pissed off about that, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like a, I don't know. Wasted. I like scrolling.
Sure.
You know, I like that. That's my sort of, I get some good laughs off of that one.
Yeah. But we should have
like the comment section. I like the comment section of Imgur sometimes more than the photos.
Yeah, but it's always like,
I think I'm kind of new to memes now. like just in this last 2 years, I've started scrolling some memes and I'm like, oh, those are funny. You know, I get it.
Have you made any memes? Have you made any memes?
No.
No. Maybe try to make some memes. Put them up on Reddit and see how they do. We'll have a weekly Reddit off to see who can get the most upvotes on whatever we put up.
Yeah, all right.
And then it'll culminate, and finally one of us will get on the front page of Reddit and see how that works. It'll be fun. Yeah.
Well, that's like a big thing. People are like, made it to the front page.
Right.
And then they do this front page edit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, of course. And then there's all the comments being like, you're an idiot. You're an asshole. Yeah. You know? And that's just the way it goes.
I like the social justice threads where they're like, hey, spread this, you know, and then they find this person.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like a bunch of this guy like beats up an old dude and they're like, hey, share this face. And somebody does that.
Right.
And it's like,
so they get like a deli cam picture of the dude. And they put it up and they're like, this is a guy who beat up some old lady. Let's find him. Then they find him. And then what? Everybody goes out with pitchforks and like fire.
I guess.
I don't even know what you do with that. Like, what do you do in that situation where, all right, so say somebody, your neighbor, beat somebody up, and then social justice came and they found him, and you were like, oh, I know that guy. What do you do? Do you out him? Do you just be like, all right, he lives at this address, come get him? Like, what do?
Yeah. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches,
you know, I guess
stitches.
You don't want to snitch on somebody unless it's like, you know, a murderer or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I guess speaking of, you had, what's his name? One of the Coreys, Corey Feldman, Corey Kane. Oh, Corey Haynes dead. Corey Feldman. Did you see his story?
Well, like he got kind of, I don't want to say he like shot down, but everybody was like, too late. You got touched or something, right? Like nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Well, he's been on this tear that Hollywood has been pedophiles for a really long time, and that he was a victim of being a pedophile, being pederast, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And the other day, he put out a whole bunch of tweets and pictures saying that he was stopped in his car, and someone came up and stabbed him. So he went to the hospital and said, I've been stabbed by a group of guys that he calls a wolf pack, right? Then there was a group of them. There was a couple cars. One stopped him, and another got out of the car and then stabbed him. He said that he locked his door, and he said that the guy was so strong that he opened his door even though it was locked. And when he opened his door, he, like, stabbed him, right? So he goes to the hospital, and the doctors say there's no puncture wounds. He never was stabbed. I don't know what he's talking about. It's a very bizarre story. Maybe he just went crazy. It's pretty funny though. He's pretty batshit crazy right now. It's a good story. It's a good story.
Well, it was kind of like I always remember the Coney 2012. Was it Coney 2012? Where there was like a grassroots sort of movement to like get this guy, Joseph Coney, the guy in Africa.
Yeah.
Remember that? And they were like, spread, like everybody hated Coney. Everybody in the world.
That's
all
right.
Like the armchair, you know,
sure.
Activists were like, let's get him.
Yeah.
You know?
pitchfork.
And then the guy that saved the children guy or whatever that foundation was, went crazy. He got naked and like started running down like Malibu or something.
That's right. And he went, totally nuts.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, he just ran through the streets naked.
Yeah, which I guess we all, I know somebody very close to me, I think, went on a bender and went out naked, you know.
Wait, but, what is this?
Well, I think people have those like psychotic episodes where they like, you know, go out and they get nuts and they just get naked, or they have a gun, or they just kind of like
just go nuts.
They have an episode. They kind of direct traffic, so to speak.
There's the direct traffic. There's the all eyes on me type of thing. But yeah. the naked thing really gets me, because it's like, are they hot, or what are they trying to accomplish by getting naked?
You got like bugs all over your body, and then you're probably like, I gotta get naked.
That's usually like a heroin thing, I think, though.
Those are the weird. Oh, you remember that guy in Miami that was high on bath salts and he was eating that guy's face?
Oh, yeah, that was a big day.
People actually thought it was like a zombie movie. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know if the line between reality and sort of just this, you know, crazy world, crazy town is blurred.
It is.
I don't know what's real.
I know. Well, that one was really crazy, because it was like, dude gets on bath salts and he starts eating someone's face. That was just bizarre. I was up at my mom's for Easter this afternoon.
On bath salts.
And my mom's, or my sister, started talking about Jesus. And, you know, me, I was just like, oh, you mean the original zombie? You know, ha ha, let's make a joke of it. And my niece started starting in, because apparently she's at that age now where she's starting to like, because she was brought up, she was baptized, she was confirmed, she was all that stuff. Now she's going through that phase of being like, religion is kind of bunk, right?
So she
starts agreeing with me, being like, oh, I'm with Uncle Dave, you know? And my sister is like, you need to stop listening to your goddamn heathen uncle.
Yeah. Heathen Uncle Dave.
Heathen Uncle Dave. So it was a whole thing all day where it was like, I was a heathen, and then I'm teaching my niece to be a heathen, and it's just all sorts of crazy. And like, I feel like we need to, as a society, move away from this religious type of thing. I'm all for the idea that religion brings communities together, but like a lot of the foundation of what they believe is not really good for
realistic.
Our society. Yeah,
no.
Right. Realistic.
No. Yeah, no, I'm one of those ones that, you know, I was raised in the church.
Sure.
And then when I was older, I was like, okay, wait a minute. And it's you know, I haven't talked about religion besides anybody but my wife in a long time, because I'm just like, I don't really want to, like, it's not my place to go out and preach to somebody else about how they should act.
Right. And you don't even know, you know, like,
I've
talked to you about
religion.
Look at
me. I've got a gut.
Yeah.
You know, you think I should go to people like who are eating unhealthy foods?
Exactly. But if I remember correctly, for a long time, you believed that the earth was like 5,000 years old.
I didn't know. Basically what I'll say is I believed whatever they taught me.
Right.
Whatever they told me.
Right.
Until I was kind of like, I said it enough times, I was like, yeah, that is kind of crazy. You know?
Right.
You think of, like, we think of, like Mormons and, you know, the Mormons, like, they have or Scientologists or any of these, you know, you start like, man, that is kind of crazy. And then when you think about sort of your story, what you were told, you're like, well, geez, that's kind of crazy too. So are
exactly.
we all crazy?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, whenever you're in a religion, you're like, oh, that one's crazy, but mine is legit. Like, mine's got Jesus,
I'm right.
This guy who can turn water into wine. And then die, and then come back 3 days later, emerging from a tomb. It's just pretty crazy if you think about it in the whole general thing. But what are you doing with your kids? Are you going to do anything with them? Let's get heavy here. Let's get real heavy here.
Well, hey, we're a heavy show.
We're a heavy show sometimes.
Yeah, with the kids, I'm kind of like doing a strong thing of science right now with like the earth and the atmosphere and. You know, so I give them sort of like, hey, like, we still don't really know, but we're trying to figure it out as far as scientists about like where we come from.
Right.
But all we know is this.
You this know, is like, what we know.
Yeah, Leo's super, super smart.
Right.
You know, like,
but he's in the age where dinosaurs are the coolest things in the world. So he can kind of like put two and two together with science and be like, okay, the dinosaurs ruled the earth. And then there was a catastrophic event. They all went extinct and then life reborn. And then here we are.
So get this. I know everybody probably thinks their kid is pretty smart, but
yes,
my kid, first day after spring break, and he's 5, mind you, he's like, all right, part of my homework is to draw the solar system. So he draws a map of like the sun, Mercury, Venus, wait, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
So oh, like, man.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Let's see if you can go through it. Let's see if you can go through it.
Well, I could probably do this, but.
Right. Can you do it?
Yeah, all right. Mercury.
Yeah.
Venus.
Yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
Mars.
Yeah.
Jupiter, Saturn.
I think it's Saturn, Jupiter.
Just order. I was. What's the meme? Not the meme. The mnemonic.
Then there. Mnemonic? I think there's Neptune.
Neptune.
Then Uranus. That's what they're calling it now. There's only eight now, right? There's only
I
eight.
There was nine. So no, back
well,
when
they
I learned,
took Pluto out. They took Pluto. Pluto's gone. Pluto's not a planet anymore.
But he knows this. He drew out the planets and in Spanish.
Smarter than us.
So, like,
oh, and he did it in Spanish?
Yeah. So they did it in Spanish. And then the other, so they had a, what is it, Black History Month in February.
Yeah.
He was talking about these musicians, and he's in kindergarten, mind you. They did reports on these musicians. One was, Marian Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was a black jazz artist back in the 30s or something. Knew all about her. And then a couple other ones, I think Duke Ellington and some other. And like they were learning like African American music people, icons in kindergarten and the solar system. I was like, and we had a parent teacher conference a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked the teacher, I was like, are they learning too much? Like, is it too much? You know? Cause I was like, whoa, I feel like my kid is getting,
kids are
like,
sponges
times,
though. You're not a sponge anymore. That's what you got to realize. Right, you're not a sponge.
It's true. That is true. I am not a sponge, but like, I feel like my kid's kindergarten is four times better than mine. Which is fine. I guess that's how we like evolve as a species, is you do it better the next time around. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you hope that each generation gets a little smarter,
a little better. He's learning Spanish, you know, like he's going to be a smarter person probably than his dad.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine. You know? That's fine.
It's what you want. Yeah. Yeah. I had a conversation the other day about math and like how math is like totally lost on us, especially like, you know, we were talking about division, long division, and introducing fractions and stuff and everything into it. And I was like completely lost once we got to that part.
We haven't used that in sort of years. It's
gone. Right.
And I told you I cheated on my, this is big. When I was in fourth grade, I like cheated on my math homework because I called my friend. Like, this is when you just had phone, you know, you had like phones.
Yeah, you call them on the landline.
Call them on the landline. And she'd give me the numbers to the homework. So I never really like, you know.
Did you
cheat
on the test, though? Did you cheat on the test?
No. No,
just homework.
But I just cheated on the homework because, you know.
But I mean, when you cheat on the homework, you're not going to do well on the test because you're not learning.
This is fourth grade.
Yeah.
So just so the statute of limitations. Right. I don't want to be labeled a cheater.
Well, we're going to tell your kid one day. And that ain't going to look pretty for you. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea of like befriending smart girl and being like, hey, smart girl, help me with my homework. That's what you do. Because like most mediocre kid, like most kids are mediocre and they're not going to really like retain everything. And they're not going to be able to like go on and be some great mathematician. That's like 0.1% of the kids in the world, you know?
You should tell that to like a classic kindergartner.
I would
just
love.
Go in there as like a motivational speech speaker. And just be like, listen, you guys aren't going to be really good at math.
You're not going to be really good at math. I mean, I would go in there and I'd be like, all right, raise your hand if you like math. So say like 90% of the kids raise their hand. And I'm going to go, when you get to the point where you're like out of school, all your math is going to be done on your phone because you're not going to do math anymore. And none of you are going to go on to be like, maybe one of you will go on to do something that has to do with math.
Yeah. Maybe one of you. Will be
maybe
successful.
One of you will be successful. That is very true. But what
out of a classic kindergarten? I don't know. What do you define as successful?
Success is a totally different thing from like than like what school teach you to be success. Like there's smart kids that are book smart, and then there's smart kids that are like the idea of street smart. You know, like most of I didn't learn what I do for a job. I didn't learn in school at all.
Oh yeah. In like great middle school or like high school,
even college. What I did,
well, you did communications.
I mean, yes, I did film stuff in
college.
You're
a communicator.
I'm a great communicator.
Yeah.
But what I did in what I do for a job, they did not teach in film school. So it was like, when you go to film school, you pretty much get taught camera, directing, and editing. Right. That's basically what you get taught. But there's 4,000 other jobs in the film industry that they do not teach you about. Which I find fascinating. So if I got to go to talk to a school, I'd be like, How many people want to be a director? How many people want to be, you know, an editor? How many people want to be a cinematographer? None of you are probably going to ever do that. But you might work in the film industry, so learn other jobs, because you're not going to do what you want to do, because it's just impossible to do. It's like one in a million are going to be able to do what you do that at a professional level.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you do camera, right?
Yeah, I do editing.
You do editing. Did you learn any of that?
I do directing.
Did you learn any of that in college?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, because I went to, well, see, I always, you know, we talk about this, that we kind of look back on your college degree and be like, all right, is this really useful?
No.
You know, but I went to school and I learned theater and composition and directing and sort of how to break down a scene.
You mean break dance?
I tell people that all the time.
Break dance.
What's that?
You learn how to break dance.
Break dance. Break dance. I did. I wasn't a great dancer. I moved well.
You went to school for that, didn't you? That was like the idea of what you were going to school for.
Well, we talked about this. I was a man in music theater. They needed us.
They did.
If you were a guy who could do music theater in Florida, you could go to school for free.
You were like a music. I mean, yeah, you were like a cheerleader, male cheerleader in the theater world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I learned how to direct, and I learned how to, you know. Yeah.
You used to be a sponge. You used to soak it all in. Now you're a rock.
I'm a rock.
Now you're a rock. Porous rock, but still a rock.
Yeah. No, I've got something to give. I was thinking about sort of like, all right, well, what classes would I teach, you know, about filmmaking? Good question. And I think the thing is like, keep it simple, stupid. Like, make it quick.
Yeah, but what are you going to teach? What are you going to teach? You go in there, you have a 2-hour class. What are you going to teach for 2 hours? You're going to keep it simple, but what are you going to teach for 2 hours?
Say composition.
Uh-huh.
Camera basics.
Uh-huh.
You know, aperture, shutter speed, all that, white balance, that stuff.
Yeah.
Story. You know, you got to tell a story. What else?
I feel like I could tell you what you could teach and be really successful at it.
Let's do it.
Ready? This is what you could teach. Keeping a kid entertained for an afternoon.
That's what I could teach?
I think you could teach really, really well how to keep a kid entertained for an afternoon.
Thanks. Is that my class? Do I do that?
I think you could. I think if you went to like a community school and be like, listen, I could teach how to keep a kid entertained for an afternoon, and I'd be really good at it. I think you could do that.
Saying like I'm a daycare provider?
I think you could shed light on a lot of cool opportunities to do stuff with kids. That sounds really weird, but it's true.
Yeah, that was a weird.
It was a weird way to phrase it. But I mean, you could do that. I feel like you could really do that. I went to the Mets game yesterday, and I went with Ryan and little Otto. We brought Otto to the Mets game,
mm-hmm.
And Ryan gave him his phone to play video games for at least 2.5 hours. Yeah. While we were at the Mets game.
But he didn't care about the game.
He didn't care about the game at all. He did not care about the game at all. But he stayed throughout the whole game, which I was super impressed with. Stayed through the entire game. And we walked down to the front of the field, and a ball boy gave him a ball. So he was really pumped about
that. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's what he'll remember.
Did
Ryan take a picture of it?
He took a picture of it, about to bring the ball home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did good.
So basically, his kid stared at a phone for 3 hours.
Right.
And then he got a baseball.
And then he got a baseball.
And then that's the moment.
That's the moment. You just need that one moment, and that's all that matters.
We had to put a little break to the YouTube today.
Oh, no.
Sometimes, like, YouTube for kids is like crack, because they can see it, what's happening, and then on the right side of it, there's all the options.
Yeah.
And so they can slide it up and down, and it'll keep them literally entertained for hours. If you choose to go that way,
all day.
But if you actually watch the videos that they're watching, they're of kids playing with toys.
Yeah.
So basically, they're watching videos of kids playing with these toys, like the PJ Masks or Pokemon or whatever. And these videos have millions and millions of views, which makes me think, like, wait, are they just really popular, or are kids on these like YouTube crack sprees?
Yeah.
These benders where they're just like, click, click, click. And like, they may watch it for like 2 seconds and then they're on to the next one.
Yeah.
But it racks up as like millions and millions of views. And if you watch these videos, they're, I don't know, it's like asininely stupid. I don't know if asininely is a word, but like they're just like people playing with toys.
I know.
It's nuts. And this is what's, you know, I'd rather have my kids just play with actual toys than watch videos of kids playing with toys. It seems like a weird, like we're maybe starting to live in a weird alternate universe now.
We are. I was trying to find, I was watching this video the other day, and apparently this is a real big thing as people started to make videos and put them on kids, you know, like as you start to go through the YouTube depth, you know, like as you watch
the YouTube black hole,
yeah, eventually you come across these videos that people have made, and I don't know why they made it. I don't know what their point is. I was trying to find one of the videos, but this woman came on.
What kind of videos are you talking about?
I'll tell you in a second. This woman did a video about her kid finding this in this kid YouTube black hole, and it's geared toward children. And it's like this clown comes on, and he starts off, and he's like, "Hey, kids, blah, 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 I'm a clown," and blah, blah, blah. And then it turns demonic, and it starts to tell the kid to go get a knife, and it starts to tell the kid to, like, cut his family up and stuff. It was, like, super crazy and super creepy, and it's, like, in the depths of the black hole of YouTube. And it's wild. And this woman did a video on it, and she was talking about, she was like, "I was listening to him. He was watching like Blue's Clues or whatever." And then all of a sudden this video popped up and she heard it in the kitchen. And she started heard of the clown talking about, "Go get a knife, go do this stuff." She ran out and she saw this clown in this video, just like getting weirder and weirder and weirder and saying weirder and more horrible things. And apparently I was looking at an article the other day, and this is becoming more and more commonplace. And I don't know what, like, the point of it would be. Like, what would you gain out of doing this to children? It's really messed up.
I mean, I think that's because, like, everybody's a content producer now. You can make your own videos.
It's true.
You know, and it's up to YouTube and these other platforms to sort of decide what they, like, regulate. And they're like, "Oh, we don't allow that now." You know?
That's gone. Right.
Yeah.
Well, one big thing was, we should get them on the show again one day. Shoe Nice was banned from YouTube, and
really?
Yeah, he was banned from YouTube, so he had to start like a Twitch account or something like that. He started on Instagram and then moved to Twitch, and now he's doing all his videos over there. But he is now in the process of suing YouTube because apparently they kicked him off, but a whole bunch of other subscribers are linking his videos on their site and getting monetary compensation for it. So he's suing them, YouTube, for other people gaining money off of his videos, which is pretty interesting, especially since they put his videos up, but he was banned. It's really wild.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. What do you got?
I was just going to talk about current politics.
All right, I want to talk about current politics. Let's do it. What do you got?
I don't know. Did you hear people are, what's this David Hogg guy, the Parkland guy
so
in the news, Laura Ingraham? I was like picking fights with people. I was like, wow. I mean, I guess if people are, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is like there's so much out there and they're so, like, why are people picking fights just to pick fights?
It's so crazy.
But also, she lost, I mean, whatever, she lost her show, I think, or she's probably going to lose her show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know? She took a vacation. And let me see if I can find a list of places that, you know, pulled out.
It was crazy. Like, he basically was like, "All right, well, here," and he tweeted to all of his followers, here's the sponsors. And all those sponsors, or a lot of them, just backed out, which was crazy because, like, kind of got to be careful who you pick fights with. You know, I think a lot of people are going to be on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
And, somebody was saying, when you look, I think it was our buddy Patrick was saying on Twitter, he was like, it's great, you know, people picking on these kids. Like, these kids basically got shot at their high school, and you're picking on them? You're sending them hate mail?
I don't understand. I mean, guys,
there was a guy, did you see the Vice thing where the guy that basically, he's the moderator of the Sandy Hook hoax page, which is basically like
that's the craziest theorist. Thing.
And he was down in Parkland just walking around there saying, "I don't think this really happened," and this and that.
Crazy.
And it's like, but you give everybody, I guess, has a platform.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I'm trying to say here is, like, if the internet has given everybody a platform, and not everybody's platform is sane, like what have we done? We've opened it up to the masses. Maybe will this clear out?
People love conspiracy theories. That's the whole point of this whole thing. And that's what we learned from putting Trump.
Sorry, I was really trying to make a point.
I know, and you were really passionate about it. That's what I like about you. But he, I mean, this is what like pretty much got Trump elected. He, his whole foundation was based on Obama's birth certificate being a hoax. So it's like everything is this conspiracy theory. And I think the next generation is really buying into it. Again, I was up at my mom's for Easter, and my niece was like, knee deep in the conspiracy theory of the secret society that runs the world. Like, I can't think of the name of it.
Which was the Masons?
Not the Masons, the other one. The I can't think of the name of it. But she was like really into it, and she was like, Beyonce's in it and Jay-Z's in it and they're controlling
the Illuminati.
The Illuminati, yeah. She was she's really into Illuminati. She's like, I want to join the Illuminati. I want to be a part of this. And I was like, you need to chill out because you're just getting deeper and deeper into a conspiracy theory.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're a 14-year-old idiot. You need to chill out.
Did you tell her that? You should just call her an idiot.
I did. I totally did. I'm like, you're an idiot. Just stop. You just want to be like Beyonce.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Get a job.
So
I was working at 14.
Where were we working at 14?
Old folks home. Feeding old folks their dinner. Lunches actually mostly dinners.
What were you doing over
lunches
there?
And dinners on the weekends. I worked in the restaurant. Well, it's not the restaurant, but it was basically the old folks' dining area of a retirement home. So
were you all dressed up wearing like black like you did when you were a caterer?
Yeah, we wore black pants, a tux shirt with a bow tie with our name tags, like gold name tags. And we basically gave, you know, we went up to them. Yeah, I was 13 or 14.
It's hilarious.
We went up to these elderly people and like, would you like the ham or would you like the chicken? You know, they had options. And then you circled the options and you gave the ticket to the chef. And then you, you know, took it out to them.
It's so funny that that's what you did after college, too.
What, worked in an old folks home?
No, worked as a caterer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
catering events in New York City is a lot better than, like, working in an old folks home when you're 13. Well, I guess they were both awesome because I had money for stuff.
Right. I mean, it's funny that you went from catering old folks to catering rich folks.
Yeah.
It's pretty much where you went.
You got to be ready for anything.
You do got to be ready for everything.
Like, we had this one lady who would always change her mind because I think she was starting to get a little Alzheimer's or something at the end there. But she would be, you know, she'd order something different than her table mate. And her and this old lady would always sit together, you know, in a two top. There was two tops, four tops, and six tops. And they'd always sit at this two top. And whenever something different would come out, she'd be like, no. I want that. She'd always want what her... table mate.
I do that too.
Yeah.
I go never... for lunch every day. I go and like I'll go with somebody and they'll be like, what are you gonna get? I'm like, I don't know, you order first. And then when they order it, I go two. Make that two.
Yeah that sounds good.
Good, make that two. So you know how the that shirt that was either blue and gold or black.
The dress was blue and gold
or whatever. The new thing on the street is, are tennis balls green or are they yellow?
Ooh, they're a little bit of both.
I think they're a little
bit of both. I'd say, but they're more yellow.
They look a little bit yellow.
And they also have different colored tennis balls.
Right. But I mean there's like the Tennis Association ball, which is that one color. I don't think they deviate from that color. But I would say they're like a fluorescent green, not really a yellow. Michael, why don't you come in on this? Tennis balls.
Good segue.
Yeah, tennis balls. Green or yellow?
They're yellow.
He's saying yellow.
Maybe there's a greenish tint. They're yellow.
All right. So there you go. I think this week I'm going to go and try to see what I can get on the street. See what people are saying.
Is that the millennial perspective? Well, that they're green?
I think... That's a good question. I'm not sure what the millennials think. I didn't ask my niece, but what are you doing?
I
got to
ask Michael a question.
Yeah,
Michael, did you watch World's Most Extraordinary Homes yet or no?
I don't think he's listening. Michael, do you hear him?
No, I'm sorry. What's that?
He's asking you if you watched World's Most Extraordinary Homes yet.
I saw the very beginning of the first episode.
And
the
he was
one
out.
Where, it's they're trying to, I think they made a house out of an airplane or something, and they had to paint it to make sure that people wouldn't think that it was a crashed airplane if they saw it from the sky.
So then they would look down and be like, all right, head to this coordinate.
Yeah.
And there's a plane down there. That's really funny. So was it a crashed plane, or was it just like an actual plane that they put out to stock, so to speak?
I think it was an actual plane that they some very, very rich person put out there.
And then it just became this empty vessel. And they're like, we'll turn it into a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'd live in a plane. I wouldn't be too bad.
I don't see why not.
I know. I mean, for a while, there was a couple of years where I felt like everyone was really into shipping containers.
Oh, that's big now.
Yeah, that's really big.
Shipping containers are big.
There was actually
plenty of them.
Yeah, there are plenty of them. There was actually talk for a little while where Radio Free Brooklyn was thinking about doing a shipping container.
Well, I believe there was a, I don't want to say competitor station, but a similar station who spoke ill of us. That was out of a shipping container.
Yes. Right. The one in Williamsburg. Yeah. We won't mention any names, but screw that.
Yeah.
Let's start a war with them.
Radio war.
Radio war. Competitor radio war.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man.
Well, I got to say, I did like World's Most Extraordinary Homes because they did themed. So I think they started with either like mountain, they went to forest, coastal. So each episode was kind of a like themed locationary spot. And I give it a 8.5. I liked it. I think they were pretty jazzed. You know, I think there was a good chemistry between the two hosts. And I wanted to live in almost every one of the houses.
I'm going to throw this out to both of you. You can think of any movie home. Which one would you want to move into? Which one would be like, I want to live there? I can give you mine while you think about it. And this
I know what yours is. Swiss Family Robinson.
No, it wouldn't be Swiss Family Robinson. I'm too old for that now. Maybe my younger years, but that would be pretty good. Mine would be Mel Gibson's Trailer on the Beach in Lethal Weapon. It's just like this dirty ass trailer on the beach. It's just got like a deck that is on the ocean. And it's just ideal. Eventually, it gets blown up, if you remember. I think it was Lethal Weapon 3. They blow it up. But that would be my ideal. Just boom, on the beach, trailer, done.
Well, I think that if I was going to go Lethal Weapon, then I think it would be his friend from Vietnam who started the crime syndicate in the first one.
Oh, that was really good.
Who had the big windowed wall. Yeah. Facing the ocean, which didn't work out too well for him because the sniper in the helicopter came and shot him. But if there were no snipers and helicopters shooting at me, I think I would like to live in that house.
That was a good one. I think in the second or third one, too, there was also that one that was up on stilts and it overlooked the ocean. And eventually, Mel Gibson pulled it down with his truck.
Yes.
Yeah. So they had a lot of those houses that overlooked like L.A.
Yeah. I would not want to live on stilts.
No, stilts would be pretty scary, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Giggles? Anything?
I was just watching the news.
The Coco house? Does Coco have a house?
Turned on the news and yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a little sidetracked.
I know you do. You get sidetracked. It's what you do.
Oh, I forget. I mean, the TV was off for most of the show.
And then you turned it on?
Like, well, I turned it on because I was like, oh, your buddy came in. And I was like, oh, they got a nice report.
We're just talking here. And then you bail out on us. This is what you do.
Here, I'll turn it off. Turn it off.
Well, we have a few minutes left. So
I'm just an additional element. I don't intend to replace anybody. So
yeah,
this is like the warm-up. He gets warmed up before
he does.
The show.
Yeah. I do appreciate him coming on and giving a little warm-up. What are we doing tonight? Anything themed?
No, but like we got new music from Soccer Mommy and Little Giants or Naked Giants.
Naked Giants.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I wasn't able to, I mean, we don't do as many theme shows anymore because now we only got the 1 hour and I've gotten to the habit of really focusing on new music. So nothing for Easter like I did last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking maybe like throwing a zombie song in because like that's kind of what that's kind of what Easter's
OZ,
about.
Yeah. The original zombie we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah.
JC.
Okay.
Yeah, I was called a heathen at my family dinner because I did that. So there you go.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that at our Easter celebration. Yeah. And I think my family was okay with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my sister in like, it wasn't a rage. It was just like she was talking to her kid who's 14 and she was like, don't be like your uncle. Don't be a heathen. And then she like actually like slipped up and said, she meant to say, don't be a follower, be a leader. Uh-huh. And she said, be a follower. I mean, don't be a follower. I mean, be a follower. And then the rest of the day, I was like, I was just like to my niece, I was like, hey, be a follower. Don't forget, be a follower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it was fun. It's good times.
My sister is a self-proclaimed pagan.
Okay.
So she's not going to, like, she doesn't consider herself a heathen, but I doubt that she would use that term to describe anybody.
That's good. I mean, essentially, this is the new year for the pagan rituals, right? April 1st is the new year for the pagans.
Is it?
I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I believe this is the new year. Well, that's why they called it April Fools, because all these Christians come in and said, this isn't the new year. That already happened a couple months ago, you idiots. That's basically how it all went down.
That sounds familiar, so I think I believe that.
I think I learned that on The Simpsons. So there it is. All right.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So next week, I got the wedding in Mexico. So
is Dylan coming in?
Is Dylan going to come in? And I'm going to teach him how to call you in. So
make a copy of your key for him.
I will.
So you don't have to have your only. You know.
Yeah. So I can't get locked out again. Yeah. I know. I know all about this. So I'm going to try to tune in and listen to you guys. I enjoy listening to my show when I'm not on it. So, and I want to hear what you guys have to talk about. I might continue this Reddit war to see who can get the most upvotes in a week. And we'll see how that goes. Try to put something up and see if you can get a good amount of votes.
No sweatpants. Hashtag
no sweatpants.
Sweatpant envy.
Yeah. What are you going to say, sweatpant Michael?
I will admit that I have narcissistically listened to my own show on the few occasions that I've had to rebroadcast something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. How do you like listening to yourself?
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sometimes I cringe when I hear my spoken segments, but I like the music that I play.
Well, yeah,
so,
that's good.
Yeah.
Listening to yourself is can be rough.
Yeah.
We are Dave and Giggles.
Collision Time Revisited.
Collision Time Revisited.
I was about to say Collision Course.
I know. I got stuck in my head for a second. But Collision Time Revisited. You got an hour of great music, new music coming up. And Dave and Giggles will be without Dave next week. And you'll have Dylan and Giggles. Let's call it the Giggles and Dylan Show. And we'll see how that goes. All right. Later, boys and girls.